Right,
we can fall down the stairs. Right, it's Red News podcast number 10, and we're walking to the pub from the G-Mex. We're going to do a podcast quickly, Morose, because I know people will hate this. Well, we're going to talk shit anyway. Right, lads, we're just off to Norwich. We've got no positives, have we, really?
Well, we said about raising money for charity.
We raised
so
300
quid.
Thank you
very much for donating as well.
To Stroke Association for us wearing daft hats, so we appreciate that.
We're going for a bit.
So, do we sack him?
Yes.
You think Mark?
We should have sacked him.
Nathan, do you think we should sack him?
I think we should, I don't think we will.
See, I'm usually... I always say we've seen worse, we've seen better. I just think the players, we hear reports that the players aren't with him, and senior players, this isn't like youthful, these are the ones that really make or break a squad. So I just think, you know, it's almost insanity that we're doing the same things over and over again, put a daft cross in, play it from the back, Ben look rushed, not making enough movement. So how can he save himself? And I don't want to be those fans who go, right, let's sack a manager. And not because of Fergie, because, we didn't sack him, so every manager will be fucking wonderful thereafter when you give him time. He's almost insane himself. He keeps making the wrong decisions.
I feel like you could do a better job. Do you not feel like you could do a better job? I honestly feel like I could do a better job.
Well, I honestly thought we'd win today, so that says my level. I mean, we haven't won in, what, 5 or 6? We've scored 21 goals in 17 games. This is Manchester United. 21 goals. Give us something to look forward. Mark, you're always optimistic.
Christmas.
I can't say anything optimistic about that boring Dutch twat.
Now you...
Get him out.
You never wanted to see Moyes sacked, did you?
I prefer football under Moyes, I'm not going to lie. Sling 90 crosses into the box is better than sitting there.
Yeah, but I think we did about 70 today.
That's probably the best performance I've seen all season under fucking Van Gaal.
But how scary is that? It's very stupid, basic football. These are now, you know, we always said the squad wasn't good enough. We've spent a quarter of £1 billion on a squad that don't seem to know what to do with the ball.
A new player is brought in under Herrera, earmarked by David Moyes.
Well, Martial, I'd say, but that's...
Yeah, but he's...
I think he's the one for the future. At least there's a couple of... You think... But I don't know. I don't know anymore. I mean, because if you judge it from the crowd... And I never liked booing, but the crowd have turned. So if half the players or, you know, significant members of the squad have turned and the crowd have, but everyone seems to be banned for Mourinho and I just don't know. I don't know.
I just think the key is it's passion. I think if the players look like they actually care, that's the main thing, but they just don't. They just think, you know... Is the dressing room lost?
But are we now a short-term... You know, my preference, if we were, is Ancelotti.
Really?
But I think you're talking... We are a two-year, three-year cycle club now.
The question is, if you look at it, if we're Bayern Munich put up with it, we're Real Madrid put up with it, we're Barcelona...
Of course they wouldn't.
You wouldn't. So why should we?
But then we're talking about Ed Woodward, you know, and his failings. 9 days ago, he briefed the press while we were hearing that players are turning. No, but he was briefing that he's a genius manager and he's going to see his time out. And then we decide if we... Now, we all knew, I think pretty much 2 weeks ago, we'd be lucky if Van Gaal gets the end of the season. So, you know, the board might be happy he's near around the fourth place. This is United. We should be... I can't believe how our lack of ambition...
The fact that... When I asked before who we had on Boxing Day and we realised it was Stoke away, and I thought that we've got a really good chance of losing that game.
Well, I thought
it's so depressing. No, we're Sin United, we're never depressed. We're dreamers, and how have we got to this? Well, we're going for a pint, everyone. Nothing to cheer you up about, but it will get better. It always does. Have a lovely Christmas. Thanks to all who've supported the mag. Really appreciate it.
No, the money we raised.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. And it might have all changed by the time this is... But things will change, I'm sure of it. Bye.